Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. Pardon me, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the man is now in our control room, hand hovering over the phone, ready to answer the call when you call in with your various comments. Corporate media is back to talking about the heavy costs of this latest winter storm. Of course, back on the 2nd, we had Groundhog Day, where Punxsutawney Phil came out, saw his shadow, and said there'll be six more weeks of winter. A charming little tradition, but very obviously the winter is very, very difficult, very hard. The carbon Nazis are still out there trying to figure some way they can salvage their agenda. And, of course, as you know, for the last few years, the spin has been, forget that we ever said global warming. We're talking about climate change like it's a bad thing, because let's be honest, climate's always changing. It always has. It always will. There has never in the 4.5 billion year history of planet Earth been a time when climate was not changing. But it's classic politics. Take something that happens normally, naturally, declare it to be a crisis, and then offer to sell everybody a solution. And that's what they're trying to do here right now. Down in Venezuela, there seems to be a great deal of violence, protests in the capital. Apparently, deaths are resulting from protests in Caracas. And it looks like President Nicolas Maduro has declared the violence as an attempted coup d'etat orchestrated by his opposition with possible outside influence. Now, gee, I wonder who would do something like that. Remember when Hugo Chavez was still operating down there, the U.S. was trying to get rid of him because he wanted to sell Venezuela's oil directly to China for the yuan and not go through the dollar. Now, when we go back and we look at General Wesley Clark and his original list of all the nations that were going to be conquered to bring the world back to the petrodollar, Venezuela wasn't on that list at the time. It appears to be a late addition, but it definitely does appear to have been added to the list here. Alrighty, now then, getting back onto the drone strike issue, and more people are becoming concerned over how the NSA has transformed virtually the entire online system into a tracking, surveillance, and targeting system for things like drone strikes. And certainly the technology is there. And we are seeing more and more countries expressing a great deal of concern over allowing the United States to continue any kind of a control over an international internet. We know the European Union Commission studying the problem is saying the United States must be severed from any kind of control over the international internet in order to secure the privacy rights of ordinary law-abiding citizens around the world here. But apparently inside your little cell phone is that SIM card, which stands for single inline memory, and it is a standardized little memory card that contains all the identifying information for your particular cell phone. And apparently that is the information that the U.S. government can use to carry out a drone attack against your cell phone, which is presumably at the moment tucked up against your ear. And here's where it gets a little more interesting. Real terrorists, real criminals know about the SIM cards. They know how to clone them, how to alter them, how to get around that stuff. Everything the NSA has done is completely, wholly ineffective against real criminals and real terrorists. They still can't find the people behind Stuxnet, still can't find the people behind the break-ins at Target and the other retailers over this last Christmas season. Can't do a thing about that. Can't do a thing about that. All they can do is listen to law-abiding citizens who foolishly are using the approved off-the-shelf encryption or foolishly using products with backdoors built into them. But let me give you an example of why this is such a complete and utter failure. Let's say that you have your criminal, and the government wants to watch the criminal, but he can't watch the criminal. Criminal's too clever. So the government goes over and it watches everybody else. Is that going to stop the criminal? Of course not. And that's really what's going on here. The U.S. government is still trying to sell the necessity of NSA spying for supposedly the war on terror. But they can't do a thing about the war on terror. Most of the terror they're creating themselves anyway. Let's be honest about it. It's about watching you, the law-abiding American citizen, and that is the constitutional violation. I don't think anybody here seriously in the modern world has an issue with the government of the United States of America spying on the government of Russia or spying on the government of China or spying on the government of any place else like that. I mean, that's real world. That's what's supposed to happen. The issue is the federal government is not allowed to spy on you, not allowed to use your equipment, your bandwidth, your resources to spy on you without your permission and without just compensation. That's the issue. The Obama administration is trying to make it somehow equivalent that if you value your personal privacy, that you are somehow on the side of the terrorists. And that is, of course, complete nonsense. The biggest threat to your personal information continues to be the U.S. government. They've left you wide open. Every back door the NSA put in your smartphones and tablets for the benefit of the government spies has been at some point discovered by the cyber criminals. But from the point of view of the U.S. government, small price to pay for security. And hey, it stimulates the economy. Don't you understand when the NSA goes into your tablet and they put in all these little back doors so that we can watch what you're doing and find out where the juicy porn is located on your hard drive and the cyber criminals come in and use it to steal your identity? Well, that stimulates the economy because then you have to go out and you have to buy identity theft protection software and you have to buy this and you have to buy that, and that stimulates the economy. There's actually a huge amount of rationale behind that. That it was a good thing for the NSA to leave you and your computer security wide open to criminal predation because that forces you to spend money that you otherwise would not have needed to do to protect your computer privacy from the criminals. And this is the way this government tends to think. They're not thinking right or wrong, certainly not Constitution, certainly not Bill of Rights. They're thinking, how do we extract more work product from the people for the least amount of return and upkeep? And that really is the way they think about it. How to get more work product from you, even if they don't know what to do with that work product, which is a big part of the problem. The U.S. isn't making or growing anything anybody else wants to buy. We saw that the other day where the head of the EPA was trying to say it doesn't matter if the world is really getting warmer or colder. The whole global warming situation is a jobs creator. No, it isn't, as a matter of fact. It's like Obamacare. It's another absolute complete disaster. All righty, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's see, Jim in Idaho. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Rivero. I heard you talking earlier. You were talking about veterans and stuff, and I wanted to let you know that there was a veteran that was killed here yesterday in a, what he, they said was a cop-assisted suicide. He was a Afghan vet returned, and he was denied disability for being shot 3 years ago. And they took him out because they were afraid he was going to go to a nearby mall and take out civilians, which he was, they said he was threatening to do. And he was recently married, and from all accounts of all of his friends and family, he was just a great guy, recently married. And I just wonder once again if it's, if he's not on some kind of a psychotropic drug. And I just want to make you aware of it.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. It's a tragic story. We see it repeated way too many times. And, yeah, we know these medications are a big part of the problem. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I do want to respond to that comment made by Jim in Idaho. We understand that these young Americans in uniform have been put into a horrible situation. These are smart kids. They understand that they are not out there protecting the United States from some kind of a horrible terror attack. These kids are smart enough to understand they are an army of invasion and conquest, to go into other people's countries, to destroy their governments, to put very large holes in very important pieces of infrastructure, and ultimately to return these countries' natural resources to the financial control of American corporations. These kids are smart enough to realize that. It's one of the reasons our government has to over-medicate those kids. And we had that one veteran who's basically calling in and reminding us all, the Pentagon is actually spending more money on prescription antidepressants than they are on Black Hawk helicopters in the war zone, trying to keep these kids focused on doing what the money junkies want these kids to be doing. And these kids, when they come back from the war zone, they're addicted to these medications, and they are very, very dangerous, especially if you're trying to get off of them. And again, it is a measure of the utter callousness, ruthlessness, insensitivity of our political and military leadership that they think this is an appropriate way to be treating our young people in uniform. And of course, it is not. So their next best solution is to set up charities like Wounded Warrior, which, again, I have very great feelings about that, because I don't think those kids should have been wounded in the first place. And why is it our responsibility to clean up the mess the money junkies made? And I think when we talk about the future blueprint for the new America, we should definitely have a law at the very heart of our country that anybody in the legislature who thinks war is a good idea, they and their children go first. I'm going to take a phone call here. Mel in Australia. Aloha, Mel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike.
G'day.
I want to talk about XP, actually.
Yes.
You mentioned that before you went AWOL. There for a while. Good to see you still on the green side of the grass, by the way.
Thank you.
XP is, I am an avid fan of XP. Now, a year ago or more, I sensed my hard drive was about to die. So I went out and bought a solid state drive, 120 gig, for $100 or something like that, and it came with cloning software, and I just cloned it before it died. And so I've got everything there, you know? So
yes.
I can keep cloning forever. You know what I mean? So
well, you can as long as you have a motherboard with a BIOS that will support the drive that's on there.
Yes, yes. That's for true, but I just thought I'd mention that because I did hear you complaining that, you know, you didn't know what you were going to do, and, you know.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do, because since I'm no longer in the computer animation and visual effects business, I don't have to stay with the Windows platform. When this machine I'm using here now, this is a white box I built myself, when it dies, I'm going to build a new white box, and it's going to be Linux. And I'm not going to use anything from Microsoft or Apple ever again, because I don't need them to do what it is that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life, which is trying to prevent this world war from moving any further than it already has.
Yeah.
And that's basically where I'm going to go. The solid state drives are very good. There's an upside and a downside. The downside is when those solid state drives fail, recovering data off of them is virtually impossible. I think under the ideal circumstance, what I want to do when I set up my next machine is to have four of those solid state drives configured as a RAID array. That is probably going to bulletproof your data as well as can be expected in the current state of the art.
Good idea. Yeah. Okay, Mike. All right, mate. Thanks, mate.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call here. Okay, apparently Congress did go ahead, both House and Senate, passing the Clean Debt Limit Bill, which is a misnomer. All they simply said is there's no more debt limit. We, the Congress, have decided we're just going to borrow and spend as much as we need to. Your great-great-grandchildren will slave away to make good on all those treasury bonds, and there is nothing you can do about it, they think. But again, this is a stopgap measure, because from this point on, every investor on planet Earth is going to be looking at their T-bills and saying, what are these things really worth if the U.S. government is just borrowing and creating and spending money that doesn't exist and dumping the debt on everybody else, which is what the whole point of all the wars is about. Spend a bunch of money, make somebody else pay the bills here. Let's see here. Little story coming out of RIMF.com. James Clapper is back out there in front of members of Congress screaming about Edward Snowden being a traitor. And it's getting to the point of ridiculousness to use that term traitor in the context of a government that has itself completely violated the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that's really what it comes down to. We seem to have this attitude coming out of people like Clapper and Obama that the government is simply supposed to do whatever the government decides it wants to do, and we're supposed to go along with it. That is absolutely not what the United States is supposed to be about. And it's going to come back to this comment I've made before, and I'm going to go on making it. If you want to be in the government of the United States of America, you are required to comply with the laws set forth by we the people, Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if you don't like that, find another line of work. Have the decency, have the honor, have the sense of respect for history to resign and go do something else with your life. But don't come on in and try and steal the nation out from under the American people, who are its true owners, and somehow make it look like we're wrong if we don't agree with what you're doing. At this point, I think the rest of the world is starting to tune Clapper and the U.S. government out. We're seeing that, and it's almost a two-pronged phenomenon, because it's not just the world turning out the United States, tuning out the United States and all the claims about torture and the rest of it. I think it's happening at the same time to Israel, where everybody's just sick and tired of the constant whining and lies and deception and fraud and all the bloodshed. And I think the world just got tired. We're seeing remember we were talking earlier in this week, they were showing this CGI animation, very high school quality work, supposedly of Iran launching drone strikes against Tel Aviv and the United States. And nobody knew where this video had supposedly been sourced from, only that it was out there showing that Iran was getting ready to be an aggressor. Now, remember, Iran has not invaded another nation in a war of aggression in over 200 years. It's just not their nature. The head of Iran's Majlis National Security and Foreign Policy Commission has emphasized that Iran's current missile capability is defensive. These are not offensive long-range weapons. They are medium-range rockets designed to offer a deterrent for somebody coming in from outside to attack their country. And again, there is no evidence to the contrary. We just have the United States and Israel, which can't seem to go 6 months without bombing somebody, screaming that Iran is the bad guy. And again, I'm concerned that Israel is going to try and find some way to get these wars moving forward again. Probably a false flag. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. A couple of interesting science stories that we're going to be talking about for part of the remainder of the show. There has apparently been a significant breakthrough in the sustainable hot fusion technology. What do I mean by that? Well, we all understand that there are fission nuclear reactions like we had at Fukushima. There are fusion reactions which powers the sun. We know that hot fusion has been a goal of technological development for quite a long time. We know that the Russians had a huge amount of success with their tokamak hot fusion design. We know that China has achieved break-even energy production on one of their hot fusion systems, and now we're hearing that there has been a breakthrough here in the United States of America. Obviously, hot fusion technology would open up a new age of clean, affordable energy without the downside of fission reactions. And It's a really good thing to see finally moving forward. And it shows what can be accomplished when you spend the wealth of a nation wisely and prudently and develop the road to the future rather than simply use the wealth and power to preserve the existing rank and privilege of those who are very much still in control. It is amazing when a society becomes wealthy enough how it can actually fossilize itself. I was watching this program the other day talking about Europe and the constant warfare between the Borgias and the Medicis of Italy, and how they had all this vast amount of wealth, and all they did was spend it trying to stay exactly where they were. And yes, there was obviously support for people like Leonardo da Vinci, not so much for his artwork, but for his war machines. But you start looking at how this vast amount of wealth starts to circulate in smaller and smaller circles. It doesn't benefit the society as a whole. It's just always about ego and, let's call it what it is, dick measuring, between these, ruling families and royal classes. And it's counterproductive. Now, getting, back to, science, we talked about this yesterday. This is the Jade Rabbit probe that China launched to the moon. Yesterday, they were basically saying it had hit some kind of a problem, wasn't getting electricity from its solar cells. End of story. Very tragic for all those young engineers who worked so hard to put that rover up on the moon. Today, surprise, 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 the probe apparently came back from the dead and phoned home. Now, they still don't know to what extent they're going to be able to continue to get any data out of it, but apparently it did wake up this morning, hit whatever built-in reset was there, and has started communicating. So hopefully they're going to be able to get a little more science and result out of this, and that's kind of like, that's a good thing. I think that's a very, very good thing. So I want to go back to living in that world that I was born into of unlimited possibility for the future. And you need to understand, I'm of an age when I was a kid, there was no such thing as satellites. Sputnik hadn't been put up there, let alone man in space or probes out there in the rest of the solar system. I actually was born, I was a child in an age where a lot of people seriously thought there was probably an alien civilization still on Mars. It wasn't science fiction, it wasn't books, and it was an actual common discussion. I remember reading an article in the New York Times saying that in all probability there was an alien civilization just as powerful and technological as that here on Earth on the surface of the planet Mars. It was treated as a real story. That was the era I was born into. And over time, of course, Mariner 64, and we discovered that Mars looks a lot more like the moon than the Earth. And there have been some disappointments in terms of what we thought was possible out there. But I'd kind of like to return to this idea of a world where our kids are growing up in love with the possibility of what they can find in the future rather than simply marking time until they're deployed to the next war zone. We're going to take a phone call here. TJ in Georgia. Aloha, TJ. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call, Mike. As far as Venezuela, I think before we start talking about the United States trying to, you know, put in money or whatever to overthrow that communist regime down there, maybe a little more research should be done. I lived down there for a couple months. My company sent me down there. What's going on down there is not good. It's a communist regime. They've taken over all the television stations. They've taken over all the radio stations. Well,
okay, TJ, 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 listen, it's their country. If they want to have a communist country, let them have a communist country. I mean, we don't have a right to go into another country and say we're going to mess about with it. I know Henry Kissinger said that in Chile, saying that the fact that the Chilean people wanted to vote in a socialist government, that we didn't have, we couldn't let that happen, that the issues were too important for the Chilean voters to decide for themselves. That is absolute nonsense. We need to get away from this idea that the U.S. has some kind of a manifest destiny to go into other people's countries and force them to organize their government and economy in a manner that favors American corporate business interests. We need to learn how to mind our own business. We need to learn how to profit and prosper our nation the old-fashioned way, making products that people want to buy, growing agriculture people want to buy, peace through commerce. But this government and this financial system has gotten incredibly lazy since the end of World War II, with this attitude of no matter what goes on anywhere on planet Earth, the U.S. is entitled automatically to a mafia-like piece of the action. And that is not a way that leads to further peace or commerce. It is a very long-term path to simply another world war. And that's where we are right now. It's a horrible repeating cycle. Before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're on the doorstep of big mistake number three. I don't care what they're doing down in Venezuela. It's their country. Let them run their business the way they see best for themselves. And I want to tell you something else as well. You know, this idea of the waving communist at us again. And I get sick and tired of Phyllis Schlafly going on about China's communist. Okay? I really don't care. At heart, I am basically a capitalist, which means I'm opposed to the present fascist economic dictatorship we're seeing here in the United States of America. What I want is a world where anybody has the ability to transform their labor into a reasonable salary or wage on which to support and take care of their family. This constant going on out and overthrowing other people's governments in order to enslave them to American business interests is not healthy for the planet. It is certainly not healthy for our future generations. It is certainly not going to lead to a world of peace and prosperity. It inevitably leads from one war to the next war to the next war to the next war to the next war. So, you know, if you don't like communism, that's just fine. Feel free to live in a capitalist or a fascist society, because really that's kind of the only three choices you have. And for those who don't understand what I'm talking about, let me give you some definition. Capitalism, in theory, is a system in which if you make money, you get to keep it. And if you lose money, you live with that debt, because freedom means not only the freedom to succeed, it means the freedom to fail and the responsibility to live with that. That's capitalism. Communism or socialism is a system in which if you make money, it is taxed away from you to benefit all of society. And if you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses so you can pick up and try again. That's socialism. Fascism is a system in which if you make money, you get to keep it. And if you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses. And that is actually what we have here in the United States of America. So a big part of the propaganda that we are seeing coming out of Wall Street right now in support of the wars, and a big reason it is failing, is this claim that the United States is still a capitalist economy, because we aren't. We stopped being capitalists way, way back at the first of those SNL bailouts. And we have been a fascist economic dictatorship ever since. So when you see all these people that occupy Wall Street and the media is out there saying, oh, they're communists, they're just, the propagandists are trying to replay all the buzzwords that worked from the 1950s and 1960s when we were all brainwashed to wet ourselves on hearing the word communist or Russian. But because of the decline and fall of the Soviet Union, we have a new generation of young people who don't understand they're supposed to automatically soil themselves on hearing the word communism. And at the same time, this idea that we're supposed to snap a salute when we hear the word capitalism as if it's automatically a good thing, when very clearly, demonstrably before our eyes, it is not. Capitalism only works for the money junkies. The big lie of capitalism is that we can all be rich. That is absolutely not true. Capitalism only works if there is an enforced wealth differential. When they're talking about income inequality, that has to be mandated by the government through the application of tax policy, because only a few people can be allowed to be wealthy under capitalism in order to keep everybody else constrained to doing the ugly jobs on which society depends.
Harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back. Last segment of our show here today. I got a couple of things I want to wrap up on here. Obviously, a lot of focus continues on Rand Paul's lawsuit against the Obama administration, the NSA, the FBI, DIA, basically suing them under the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Ninth Amendment, Tenth Amendment to the Bill of Rights. And I think this lawsuit ought to go to class action status. And I think every one of 330 million Americans whose rights have been violated by this government need to sign on there. This is going to lead to a very interesting situation where the courts are either going to uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights or they're not. And at that point, the options get very narrow very, very quickly. We're going to have to fire the government is really what it comes down to. We're going to have to fire this government. Now, somebody just sent me a story, And this is in a follow-up to the discussion I was having earlier regarding this ongoing email debate I have with somebody who appears to be a police officer taking the position that you just do what the police officers tell you to do and everything will be okay. And you really should not deign to ever question what the police are doing. And, of course, I take exactly the opposite position. When the police are in compliance with the law, they will have my support and cooperation. When the police are themselves violating the law, I will treat them like criminals. And so should you. So we just had this story that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com. This is from June of 2013, and it's telling this story. This thing is getting really ugly very quickly, and apparently a team of Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department deputies pulled up to the home of Eugene Mallory. This is an 80-year-old retired engineer living in rural outskirts of Los Angeles County. On his own property, his own home. The deputies apparently were trying to execute a civil forfeiture warrant. Now, we have talked about this for years, where the police departments are being encouraged to pillage the local population for their ongoing funding by going in and saying, oh my goodness, there is a marijuana plant growing in the backyard of this 5,000-acre ranch. We can seize the ranch and sell it and keep and use the money for our own purposes as long as we find the marijuana. So this detective, Patrick Hobbs, who describes himself as a methamphetamine narcotics expert, claimed to justify the raid into Eugene Mallory's home on the basis of a strong odor of chemicals reported by an anonymous informant. So they basically kick down the front door, go into this home, and what ends up is this 80-year-old engineer is shot dead in his bed. Detective empties his 9mm pistol into this guy. Police try and claim that he shot at them with a .22 caliber, the pistol. The pistol was found unfired. No methamphetamine found on the property. So this is basically the situation. The cops show up, kick down the gate. They don't have probable cause. They don't have any evidence to proceed. They go on in, just shoot the guy dead. So to that guy at the police officer department saying, just do what the cops tell you and everything will work out okay, and if you don't like it, take it to courts. Where is the remedy for Eugene Mallory here? Where is the remedy for this man who was just minding his own business in his own bedroom, in his own home, and the sheriff's deputies just kick down the door and gun him to death in his bed? Where is the remedy? How would you resolve this crisis situation of police abuse of the citizenry here? You seem very ready to live your life on your knees and grovel before the police and say, oh, please don't hurt me, Mr. Man with a badge. I'll do what you tell me to do. Well, this Eugene Mallory was just minding his own business, and he's dead. Because the sheriff's deputies were looking for a seizure opportunity, which they didn't find, by the way. So where is the remedy? How do you make things right for Eugene Mallory? What, do you sue the police department and give a few million dollars to his surviving family? That's not a fix. That's not a repair. You've deprived this man of his life and liberty without due process. And we're supposed to just sort of go along and say, this is good behavior by the police? I don't think so. I don't think so. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, since 9/11, the police departments of the United States of America have murdered in cold blood 8 times as many American citizens as have been killed supposedly by terror attack. And a big part of this, of course, is the police don't want to be bothered actually going out and dealing with real crime. That's messy. There are real criminals out there, and those real criminals, they're scary people. Much easier to go in and, you know, kick down the door of some 80-year-old retired engineer's home and hope that you can find some methamphetamine to justify taking his property from him. Or setting up sting operations and entrapment. There are reasons why there are laws against entrapment. Because it's too easy for police to get in there and generate high-profile arrest numbers, promotion, all the rest of it, by setting innocent people up here. And apparently down in Florida, that just happened because the police department down there set up an underage sex sting operation. And I certainly have a real problem with anything, any sexual abuse of children, but don't you guys have real crime to deal with? Apparently, they got some Disney World workers were caught among the 23 people arrested. But at the same time, again, where was the crime? There weren't actually any children involved. There wasn't actually any sex. It was all a fraud set up online by the police departments to generate arrests, to make it look like things are being done good, and real crimes are being ignored in the creation and invention and prosecution of these imaginary, made up out of thin air, never would have occurred in the first place without the entrapment. It's this nation has lost its way. It's lost its focus. Too many people are thinking about the next report, the next stockholders report, the next bottom line. Nobody's thinking long term anymore. Nobody's maintaining that overview. And I maintain that is what the real legitimate role of the federal government is to be, is to maintain that overview of what is best for the nation as a whole. Not simply cater to whichever lobbyist is doing for the next meeting after lunch. You cannot let a nation run itself other than downhill and off the edge of a cliff, and that seems to be where we are. Now, getting back to this issue about drug abuse and everybody screaming about illegal drugs, and yet we know the real problem are the legal drugs. There's a story we linked to from Banoush.com, 19 statistics about the drugging of America that are almost too crazy to believe. And it just goes down the list, hammering the point that it isn't the cocaine and meth and heroin that are really what's destroying the American society. It's all the legal prescription pharmaceuticals of dubious efficacy, in many cases demonstrable harm. We have still talked about and will continue to talk about the link between prescription antidepressants and acts of extreme violence. But in our society, if it's making money, that seems to be the only criteria for what is acceptable behavior inside the United States. And the reality is most Americans are on something that is potentially very, very dangerous. And the fact that it was signed for by a physician and sold out of a corner drugstore doesn't guarantee that it is not as harmful as some of the stuff that you see floating around on the street. We're just seriously, seriously doped up. All righty, we're almost here to the end of the show. It has felt like a very strange week. And again, thanks to everybody for basically understanding and dealing with it as I come back from my little medical whoopsie. But it almost feels this week like there's a very disjointed sense to what's going on. I'm interested to see what's going to happen tomorrow, Valentine's Day. I'm very concerned because of this, again, renewed obsession with Hitler and Holocaust and Nazis on cable TV, that we may see Israel just go ahead and attack Iran. So there's the music. It's time for us to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, make good choices. Please donate to support Republic Broadcasting. We need your help right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.